The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattullo and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Oh, let's keep this party going, baby. Come on now. Snow's coming in. Snow day. Let that rip out, but we love that rock and roll, baby.
How many more times?
Come on now. There's the man. There he is, Super Chef, live in person. Mr. David Burke here, baby. Oh, look at the goodies. Look at all this. David, good to see you again, my friend. From Dubai? You came in from Dubai?
A couple of days ago, yeah.
What are you doing in Dubai?
I heard you changed the name of Joe Piccolo.
Did you hear that this morning? It was such a sweet tweet. The way you treat your daughter, you're a great dad. You're a good man, Joe Piccolo. I don't know who Joe Piccolo is, but I'll take the credit.
It was a good movie.
Yeah. Hey, man. Hey, you know
so,
what?
So, yeah, I was in Dubai, Saudi Arabia also.
Last
weekend.
You're doing restaurants there?
The opportunity exists, yeah.
And you don't call your friends on AM 970 Answer.
Get on the plane. I got to go scout out the turf first.
All right. You're right.
You know, it's like, geek it out first, baby. What a place, though, Dubai. Wow.
Yeah, I keep
hearing. I've been there before, but that was 10 years ago.
Yeah, David Burke property in Dubai. That's pretty hot. Yeah. That'll be awesome, huh? Come on.
We'll see.
Keep us posted. We're going. Yeah, we're going to Italy. Going to go to Italy. We're booked that,
Italy,
right?
Italy.
I'm bringing Frankie Five Boroughs.
A lot better in Italy.
Yeah. Hey, I went to the tavern, man. Orlando was there.
Oh, great.
That was great. And I took my daughter there. Allie there. And then we walk in, and I see, and you were on Fox and Friends right after that, the next day.
Yeah.
There's like a glass. How do you describe it? Like a little room that's glass.
It's a glass truck. It's a dining room on wheels.
And I walked in, and Allie and I looked
parked
at
out front. Yeah.
And I said, only David would come up with that. And Orlando and I were talking. Yeah. Only you would come up with something like that.
We did a promotion through Restaurant Week. You can book that through our website, either Woodpecker or Tavern.
There was a couple in there having dinner.
Oh, it's fantastic. We give you a bathrobe. You stay warm.
This is great.
And you eat and you drink. And, people watching. It's a private room.
Yeah.
In fact, if you wanted to smoke, you could. We'd just have to hand the food to you. We couldn't go in there and serve it because of the second hand.
Maybe I got to tell my wife because I'm coming in. I'm going to the tavern Saturday night.
Someone wants that for Valentine's Day. Yeah. Go to the website. What a great day to take your date or your wife or something and have that truck.
ChefDavidBurke.com and you can check all the properties there.
Or DavidBurkeTavern.com. One of those, yeah.
Well, I went to David Burke Tavern, went in, and they were so nice, by the way. The food was spectacular, as always. It was great. But then we walk out. There is a room on, like a dining room on wheels. Then I'm watching Fox and Friends the next morning, and it was early, and I see David with Ed Henry in the dining with Ed. It was great. You were driving.
We weren't supposed to drive. The guy took off.
That was great.
We took those guys about eight blocks away from the studio.
It was great. It was great.
They had more fun. And the viewers loved it.
How great a guy is Ed, though, by the way?
He's the best. The whole crew there. Yeah, yeah. But Ed, I know Ed because he goes back and forth to the D.C. property, too.
Yeah, right.
And he goes to Woodpecker a lot. Yeah, he's a good man.
He's at Woodpecker, too. Yeah, man. That's just exploding, so thank you. And we appreciate it. Now, David Burke, Super Chef. By the way, I was with Charlie. I always tell you this. When I was down and we were taking her. Oh, it was at basketball games. And I go by Hazlitt and I go, you know, this is the home of the Super Chef, David Burke, honey. I give her the speech. I say, you're a Jersey girl to my 8-year-old. I said, David Burke went to the heights of international cuisine from Hazlitt, New Jersey, baby. Route 36.
Yeah,
and we're driving down there. It's still there. God bless you. That's what I love about you. Stay grounded. Now, and look what you brought in today. Look at this. First of all, I make this presentation to my daughter, Allie, when we went to David Burke Tavern. This is the Valentine version of David's. We're looking at strips of bacon. What looked like it's on a clothesline. Yep. It's a David Burke creation. That is exquisite. Matt, did you take a picture of this?
Yeah,
this
he got pictures of
Shelly,
all of it.
Hi, Shelly Goldberg. Thank you always, Shelly. This is great. Look at this. This is a Valentine's Day bacon.
We added some rose petals to the glaze.
I love it, man.
And we added some rose petal pizza from Woodpecker.
Oh, let's see. Let's take a look at the. Can we? We got it on a camera. If you look right now, this is the bacon. This is Al's favorite.
Oh.
And, And I eat this bacon. Do you know that? When I was at the tavern, at David
Burke's
tavern.
I buy that Valentine's card.
Look at that. And they put a... We put a rose right on it. That is it, man.
That, put a ring on that bacon.
That's
on,
right.
What's on the bottom? What, you got chicken on the bottom?
I just happen to have some fried chicken laying around in the car. I don't know. I brought it in.
In the glove compartment?
Luckily, it's cold out. Yeah.
That's great. We're eating.
It was in. They threw it in with the pizza. So.
And so you made a heart-shaped pizza.
Heart-shaped pizza, yeah.
Oh, man.
With rose petals. Pickled strawberries.
What the video doesn't capture is the smell of the basil.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. God.
Oh, man.
The basil is unbelievable.
Man. This is like thin pizza like this.
Oh, beautiful. Huh? But it's so easy to do stuff like this, you know. Take a little extra time, cut it out like that. Rose petals, you know, save them. You can also dip them in a little egg white and sugar them, and they get dried out candy.
Tell me again that. For,
take
on top
a
of the dough?
A leaf off.
A leaf off of the rose.
Petal of rose.
Okay.
You take a little egg white paint, you know, rub it on there, and dip it in sugar. Let it dry overnight. And you got it'll be like candy.
There is actually rose petals on the pizza. Look at this.
Cut that with a scissor. Yeah.
See, I'm showing it on camera now. AM970answer.com, YouTube, Facebook. Yep. Jersey Joe Piscopo, you can see that right there.
Yeah, we were doing like, you know.
This is beautiful.
We were doing Love Me Not for a while.
Yeah. But wait a minute. Can I go there?
Everything's good in Chester.
So I get a word. I got word. We'll talk about the David
Burke. You got word?
I want to hear about the David Burke properties all over. We'll get to it. But, you know, I mean, you're younger than I am, but I hear the word. I hear from a dear friend. I don't want to mention his name. His wife is like friends with who you end up going out with. The girl that you're going out with, beautiful gal.
Yeah.
Who you met at Garmani down at Red Bank with John Allen.
Actually, I'm going to Garmani tomorrow.
To meet somebody else?
Pick up a jacket. No.
Oh, all right. I'm good. But the girl,
I don't want to rock the boat.
She says, David, kill me. You're going to kill me. Yeah. But forgive me. It's the morning show, and I just got back, and I'm absolutely delirious from travel. She says, I don't like younger guys. She goes, David's great. He's so, there's something mature about him. He's so, she went on and on how great you are. This is the young gal talking about you. You're still with this gal, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Look at you. Yeah. Marriage, maybe?
Hey, Joe. I got jet lag.
You just got
in with
Dubai.
She's wonderful. Everything's great.
You're amazing.
She's from Freehold originally.
She's the Jersey girl to boot. Look at you.
Everything's
cool. Can we talk after the show? No, it was great. And I know what a great guy
is. Listen, I'm a busy guy. I work, so, you know, sometimes I don't... Yeah, enough time. So I gotta take that into consideration.
You know, I gotta tell you, Mr. Super Chef, it's so true because you work. I know your hours. I see how hard your staff works when they go to Woodpecker. Right. All right, we go to David Burke Tavern. Everybody's great. Couldn't be. The service is meticulous, but those guys are working. Carmine was there. How great is Carmine, your guy?
Yeah,
you take him from restaurant to restaurant?
Yeah, he
can bench press 300 pounds, that guy.
Yeah.
Do you keep him around because he's a good chef or because he can take care of you? God forbid there's a problem, huh?
He's a really good chef.
This is great.
He's good at a lot of stuff.
David Burke, I want to know, 12 minutes after 9 o'clock in the morning with the great chef Woodpecker, give us a breakdown of the properties.
Right now, where I've been the last couple of days at the New York Open at Nassau Coliseum. Andy Roddick and I and Jim Curry, I did a cooking thing
with them. Pictures!
Yeah. So that's going on this week. Thursday I'll be out there and I'll hit Garden City Hotel, which all the properties have a great Valentine's Day. You know, Drift House, I'm going tomorrow. And that's on Seabright and Saratoga's a nice getaway. You know, Valentine's Day on a Thursday is great because you can take a weekend.
Yeah, so true.
You know, so they're all everything's doing it's doing pretty well. We're opening at Fort Lee next week.
I forgot to mention
Ventanas. It's in the new building called the Modern, in between these two buildings.
Fabulous. Oh, huge.
Soft opening next week.
All right.
But, you know, come on by and...
We will. First of all, Roddick eats bacon?
Roddick loves bacon. Andy, he's a Texas guy.
You know, hello.
He said, all I saw was a tweet somewhere saying, Andy, I got the bacon.
He came to tavern for dinner, and he just fell in love with the bacon. He's like, he goes, man, this is good. And we can do a bar. He's a nice guy. Both of those guys were great. And they cooked together. We did a little... they made waffles and salads together. Carmine helped Jim, and I helped Andy, and really down there. They're superstars. I mean, major league.
I know.
Major league talent.
I mean, international. Yeah, and you're talking about Hall of Fame.
Like, you know, that's a tough.
Does he play after he eats the bacon?
They played after he ate, and he won. The bacon helped him win. Yeah.
That's right. The bacon fat raised
the price of the bacon in all the restaurants.
I'm ready for it, man. Now, the Drift House, so you know, I got to tell you about this. You know Barry Habib. You know Barry from Colts.
I know Barry.
Everybody knows Barry Habib. Great guy. I think he did Rock of Ages on Broadway. So
knows Barry.
Yeah, great guy. So Barry's putting together a band. Mikey and I are rehearsing in Colts Neck Monday.
Okay.
We're going with a big professional band. getting ready for the show at Drift House. Naughty Bar. We're ready to rock.
Naughty Bar.
But it's going to be a big band. We may have to add stage. Yeah. You got stage room there? Because we've been talking about it. And Michael's been in school. I've been traveling. Now we're going to be finally put it together. So we're rehearsing.
Yeah, we're going to try and close more of the deck there, too.
Yeah. Is it outside? So do we have to play outside in the wintertime? It'll be inside.
No,
right?
You go inside and let people stand outside listening.
Yeah. I got to tell you about something else.
It's about 50 people.
With David Burke. At 9:15, David, we got to do, and this is really tacky of me to do this, but I told it to my kids. They love the idea. Jersey Joe's Diner by David Burke. Guys, am I right or wrong? In Jersey? We need, come on, can you make that silver diner somewhere?
I don't know where. I love it.
You'll know the
location.
You got to
serve more than French toast, though.
Yeah. No.
People like pancakes.
No, but we have all
gotta
this.
Got to be on a highway.
David.
Gotta be on
Exactly.
On a highway somewhere, and everything Jersey. You know, Bruce and Bon Jovi, Queen Latifah, Shaq, you know, all the Jersey, Frank Sinatra, Grover Cleveland. Of course, Grover Cleveland for Caldwell.
Alan Alda.
Jack Nicholson, Alda. Alan, look at this. Come on. And then we could name the dishes after all these famous New Jerseyans. Turnpike food.
Bruce.
Joe Piccolo.
Joey
Pagliano. Yeah. Yeah. From Hoboken, baby.
Yeah.
This is great. Come on. You're a super. You're in the zone now.
Idea.
You came on
it's
the show.
It's all a matter of time.
You know, we discovered you. Can I take that credit, Sean? Can we do that?
Is the Piscopo dish going to be French toast?
No, chicken and rice. No, in Jersey.
Come on.
No, that's a good idea. What is the Piscopo dish in Jersey, man? I think
it's got to be French toast.
I don't know.
Because what is it going to be? Turkey burger?
That could be. It could be a good pizza, but you know, how about mom's lasagna?
Oh no,
how
about dessert? Mom's you lasagna? You like chocolate? You love chocolate?
Oh, forget about it. Forget about it. And you had chocolate? Did you do chocolate? Do we have
that's
to David's chocolate
diamonds,
here?
You know, no.
Let me see what else David had. There was chocolate I saw out there. Oh, look at you. Look at this.
Did you bring something? This is when you break up with someone.
This is when you break up with somebody?
Yeah, you give them the broken heart pizza.
Give me that, David.
That's great.
Show that on camera,
that's
Albert.
Great.
This is...
You guys get that?
It's Valentine's Day. If you're having a tough time, there's a broken... David, a broken heart pizza.
I'm so sorry, honey. Oh, sorry.
Eat up, honey.
Love you.
Well, you know, listen, there was the old joke about Valentine's Day, the matchmaker.
Go ahead.
One of my... A guy I know. He used to go out to dinner. He'd buy the gift would be a pair. A pair of shoes, and he'd give her one. At the beginning of the meal, and so I must have left the other one at home.
just to see if she'd stick around. Oh, that's great.
So now you have broken-hearted pizza.
This is good. So when I tell my wife I'm going to Italy,
boom,
I give her this.
Boom,
is that right?
It's so right on the money. Now this is great. Look at this. This is like peanut brittle or something
Brittle and chocolate hearts that have a little bit of beet in it.
What? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's why it came purple. We put red beet in with chocolate.
What is the? Why is that? Yeah. How did you make that?
Chocolate.
Did you
pepper chocolate?
Is it like this? And I can eat this? I can eat this?
Yeah.
Oh,
thank you.
So you're eating chocolate plus you're getting a vegetable.
I'm taking a piece of that bacon. Can I have a piece of
that
bacon?
What are you looking at me for? I'm going to cut you for it.
Because I know you're going to scoop the whole thing,
Albert. The knife and the scissor. I don't, you know.
Oh,
yeah,
David. David, this chocolate is great. What's with the chocolate? How did you do this?
It's got beets in it.
Look at this. I'm showing you a beet chocolate.
And you can eat the rose petal.
Yeah, eat the rose petal.
Frank,
you're going
to
do
it. You have to have one of these, too.
Yeah, I had a half a heart. It was delicious.
And what do you got over there behind you?
Let me have a heart there.
Oh, this is my... I bought this idea from the Middle East.
Oh,
smells great.
From the Middle East already? You got an idea?
Middle Eastern grains with some hot sauce.
With the rose petal.
And they use rose water.
They use rose...
Rose water is an ingredient you see in certain
They say it's an aphrodisiac, right?
Yeah. David wouldn't know anything about that, man. Yeah, come on now. Is that rose water is?
Yeah.
Can I steal the pizza?
You want the broken-hearted one? You want the broken-hearted one?
You are just bad. You can't take the jersey out of the guy. You were so bad. I didn't hear that. And can I break the heart?
Yep.
Oh, let me break the heart.
No,
man.
Here.
We're
going to
break the broken heart. The pizza I got to have with the rose petal on it. This is one of the most creative gentlemen in the world of cuisine that I've known, David Burke. He's a friend. And, David, I'll tell you what, by the way, well, I went over there. They treated us so nicely.
Oh,
with
I appreciate
daughter, so thank
that.
You.
Yeah.
No, Orlando was great, so thank you. And then Orlando lives in my neck of the woods. My kids hanging out at Orlando's house. with his
daughter. When he told me that, I'm like, when did you tell me that before?
I forgot about it. I said, you need to ride in. I'm coming in.
You said, you have great kids.
Oh, thank you, by the grace of God. I'm telling you.
Yeah, they hang out in, I guess, you're in the same town.
Yeah. It's all good. Good, good.
That's quite a ride for him.
See, and he says he just bangs right in 78. He goes in, not a complaint. I'm always whining about it. I'm always standing.
So your exit 15?
17 or 15 will get you there, just like that in 78.
Forget about after that.
29.
Oh.
202.
I can make it up that way if she's got a friend. I'm just saying, you call me. David, give us a breakdown of what's going on. Woodpecker?
Yeah.
And you could just, where's the website where you could just find all the restaurants?
ChefDavidBurke.com will lead you to all the restaurants. There's Woodpecker and there's at Dave Burke Tavern in New York, Jersey. You've got the Ventanas opening Fort Lee next week. Jersey Shore, you've got Seabright, Naughty Bar in the David Burke Drift House.
That's great,
and
man.
And then Garden City Hotels. I had a great meal there the other night. Really, it's maturing into a really great place.
You know who was there? My buddy Iggy Giuffre, our dear friend from Route 22 Toyota.
Right.
Iggy was out there. Said he speaks accolades about
it. I was at that event.
He was out there.
And of course, Saratoga's doing great. I mean, wintertime in Saratoga can be charming, too. I mean, it is a summer. A little bit more known for the horse track season, but
I'm eating this. You're going to watch Joe eat bacon. I'm going to have chocolate, and I'm going to start with my pizza. David Burke, thank you. We love you when you're with us, man. Thank you very
Good
much,
to see
my
guys.
Friend. God bless
Happy
you.
Valentine's.
And thanks to all your staff and to all the folks that work at your restaurant. They're great people, David. It comes from
you,
my friend.
Yeah,
God bless you. Shelley Goldberg, thank you. We love you, Shelley. And thanks. Sorry, Debbie's out there looking out for you. Debbie, I always feel bad. We have all this great cuisine from David Burke. We'll have to ship some to you out to the traffic center, all right? We'll get it to you. We got Deb in. Where's my girl? See?
I'm here. I was just trying to
Women
grab
are always pizza. Walking out of me. I thought
I'm
I even
here.
Lost you, Deb. My
That's
heart.
The broken heart pizza.
I was a broken heart pizza. I was ready to eat that instead.
No, I am right here for you. I am right here. I was like looking at pizza. It looks so good.
It is. Deb, 921. Debbie's out here. The snow is coming upon us, and Debbie's looking out for you on the roads. How we doing, Deb, at 921? On AM 970, The Answer.
Joe, we're going to head right to New Jersey Transit. We're seeing 45-minute delays into and out of New York's Penn Station. It's all due to an earlier stalled New Jersey Transit train in the North Tube. If you're heading to the PATH trains, they are cross-honoring. Let's go over to the Q trains. Everything back on or close to schedule. Some police department activity finally cleared from that area. Let's go over to the inbound GWB Lincoln and the Holland, all moving smoothly. 3 westbound, that ramp at 495. A disabled truck on the ramp. Garden State Parkway moving a little bit slowly north at 145, and we are seeing some pockets of volume as you take it over to the LIE westbound, heading right out toward Woodhaven Boulevard. The FDR Drive southbound slowing down through the 70s, and the West Side Highway south in the 50s. Watch out for a collision over there as well. Snow this morning turning into rain or freezing rain, high today of 34. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The Answer.
And understand how the governor of Virginia expects to keep his job.
I mean, this is just terrible. And there are other things in his life that are questionable. His nickname when he was at BMI, all these things are not such that he can continue to serve.
His nickname at Virginia Military Institute was Coon Man. And when he was asked during the press conference why he had that nickname, he said, "You'd have to ask my classmates. I have no idea."
The Larry Elder Show, weeknights at 7, right before Joe Walsh at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
Our very special guest is Senator Andrea Stewart-Cousins. She was elected by her colleagues in December of 2012, becoming the first female leader of the Legislative Conference of New York State in the history of New York State. What are your priorities if you became majority leader?
My emphasis is really on education. I think we need to figure out a way to rebuild our schools. You know, we talk about infrastructure in so many ways, but, you know, nobody's really thinking about how our kids in many instances are going into buildings that are crumbling around them. And how do you expect people to feel good about where they're spending all this time if we haven't figured out ways that we can actually create an environment that's conducive to learning?
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday nights at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, my friends at X-Chair are at it again, constantly tinkering to make an already superior product even better so that you can work in even more comfort and be more productive. Now you can enhance your X-Chair's performance and protect your floors with incredible X-Wheel Blade Casters. These urethane wheels are driven by butter-smooth, whisper-quiet ball bearings and are built to last. As if the X-Chair isn't comfortable enough, now you can add a set of X-Wheels and take your performance to the next level. Take advantage of X-Chair's new financing option and pay as little as $30 a month for less than the cost of a daily cup of coffee. You can be much more comfortable and productive by getting yourself an X-Chair. X-Chair is on sale now for $100 off. Just go to xchairdentist.com now. That's xchairdentist.com. Or call 8444-X-Chair. That's 1-844-X-Chair. 30-day no questions asked guarantee of complete satisfaction. Go to xchairdentist.com now. Use the code DennisFootrest and get a free footrest. xchairdentist.com.
Thank you, Mr. Prager. You know, the show is totally out of control, but it's all the better for it. I before we do anything else, and yes, we're going to Eileen Fisher, matchmaker, relationship, dating expert. You don't want to miss that with old Joe, because anything could happen. Oh, anything has happened already, so, but it may happen again on the air. But let me tell you about Connors and Sullivan, if I can. Are you or your parents' assets protected from nursing home bills? You know, those bills can exceed $15,000 a month. People want to live comfortably in retirement, you know, but you work your whole life with your hard-earned dollars, and you want to leave it to loved ones, to charities. You know what I'm saying, as a choice. You got to talk to Mike Connor. I'm telling you, I go through a lot of that with the wills, with the trust, and all the – it gets so complicated. So I talked to my son, Joey. I've told you this before. He's my consigliere, my big boy. I said, what are we going to do? He gathered up all the paper. I called Lisa and Mike Connor's office. She was so nice. Joe, here's what you need to do. Get this together. Get that together. We will form a will, a trust. We'll consult with you. What do you want to leave to charity? How do you protect your asset? You work so hard for the money. Mike Connors can protect your money, and he can put it together. Now, and they offer a free initial consultation at Connors and Sullivan to discuss your issues and your concerns. You can get a customized plan that specifically protects your interests, including your home. You can keep your control over your choice of your assets. That's what I'm talking about. That's why I'm going to Mike Connors in Brooklyn. I'm going to go right over to Brooklyn from Wall Street. They're also in Manhattan. They're also in Queens. They're also on Staten Island. Here is the number for that free initial consultation at Connors and Sullivan, 718-238-6500. Boom. Just like that, 718-238-6500. You could also visit them at ConnorsandSullivan.com. They'll help you protect your assets, prevent bankruptcy, and walk you through everything you need to know to protect your assets that you work so hard for. 718-238-6500 or ConnorsandSullivan.com.
Eric Metaxas, the show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Nothing.
Barry White?
Ain't nobody.
Oh, yeah. That's it, baby. That's it. Can I do the show in that tone? Hello, baby. Hello, baby. Joe Piscopo on the radio, baby. Going into Valentine's Day. Baby.
Baby is real.
Baby is real, baby. Does this music... Eileen... Is that the way you meet somebody? Hey, honey, I'm going to put Barry White on for a second.
Absolutely.
It works? Does
no,
it work?
You need the voice of Barry also.
Yeah, baby. Hey, baby. Hey, baby. Hello, baby.
If you don't got the voice, you got to do the hip.
Yeah, then. Yeah. Is that right? Yeah, Al does both. Al does both, really.
No, I don't.
Hey, Lee Fisher, welcome to the show. How
Thank
are you?
Thank you so much for having me.
So, listen, I'm a mess. I'm not an online dating kind of person. Mm-hmm. I've been married a couple times only, mm-hmm. you know? And I always put my time and my effort and everything else into my children, and I've given up on a relationship. I just don't feel like I don't have the time to sit, Eileen, to sit and to say, where are you from? And how's your family? Oh, am I going to go meet you? I can't do it anymore. I hit the wall. Do you hear people saying that have been through and burned before?
I do, but that's why people hire matchmakers, which I am, because I do all the work for you. I get to find out all the questions you need, and I'm very much against apps. So for me, an app is just like shopping, you know, through a magazine.
Yeah.
You can keep on looking and looking until you find the perfect pocketbook or the perfect dress you want.
Yeah, this is, so you set up, how do you find somebody? If I said to you, I don't even know where to begin. So if I said to you, okay, I need a gal that's age appropriate, I don't know, that doesn't have a lot of time, mm-hmm. you know what I mean, that's independent, that doesn't want any more money. Help me.
So the first thing for you is we need to find someone with a career.
Yeah.
So they know that you're a very busy man and they're not going through your money. Mm. The second thing is that I listen to what you're saying, which is important to you. Like, what are you really looking for? Mm. We all grow and change. Mm-hmm. And I always say, as we get older, the core thing for a relationship is being friends and wanting to grow, because our bodies are going to change and yeah. everything. But being friends and the ability to communicate with that person on everything means everything.
Is how do you become a professional matchmaker? How did you do this?
Everyone asked me that question, and I don't remember not being a matchmaker. I really don't. I mean, I got my college roommate married. I got my brother married.
Really?
Yes. I mean, I was the person who went up to someone in a bar and said, are you married? I have a friend. Do you want to date my friend? It just, I Ooh. Love it. I get very excited about setting people up. Yeah.
I'm impossible. Yeah. I will be your greatest challenge.
You want to challenge me?
We should do it.
I love it.
Yeah, I don't know. I couldn't even, the guys know. We talk about it every morning.
Good.
And I don't know if, who to trust anymore, because I gave my love, I gave my heart. Mm-hmm. I've done it so many times, I can't do it anymore. And what? I'm Italian. I mean, you know, people come from Naples. I lead with my heart, and I get crushed every time.
See, I love that. That's why you need a woman who's behind you, who says, Joe, how are you feeling today?
Yeah.
Did you have a good day? Not about who Joe Piscopo is. It's more about who you are inside. That's what you need. So the way I would go about it is, I would never say your last name. I would never let people Google
Can I
you.
Change it to Piccolo? Because somebody called me this morning? Or
totally.
Joe Pesci?
Totally.
I can say, hi, I'm Joe Pesci. Don't use my last name. Okay,
totally.
Hi, Joe. I'm
no,
just Jersey Joe.
Right. I will take the challenge for you. Mm-hmm. I will bet you that I can find you a lovely woman, age-appropriate, kind, mm-hmm, sweet, mm-hmm, who mm-hmm. doesn't only want you for your money. That's what? My job.
Yeah, so what do you? So people get in contact with you.
Yes.
And you can give your website.
Oh, either at Elite Connections, which is the name of my matchmaking company.
Elite Connections,
company.
I like that, huh?
Yes, or my name of my Instagram and everything is Heart Match Me, where I give tips about relationships and tips on dating.
This is great.
I
this
know.
Is so. Where are you from originally?
I'm actually from Hazlitt, where David
oh,
Burke was.
That's great. I love it.
Great?
Jersey
so
girl.
That's right. We're all Jersey. You're Jersey.
Yeah, absolutely.
You see? We're all connected. It's all about connection.
Hazlitt's great. I have a child from down that neck.
Do you really?
I have a child at every exit. We know that. That's the joke I use, but it's so true.
And, all right. You're making your way up.
It's all
you
working
know, you're
my
making way up your way up to Manhattan.
The Parkway. It's like the Parkway.
What exit? It's you okay. Think, I know it.
You think I'm kidding?
Sam lives on 121. Hannah lives on 127, but we're good.
Did you go to school in Hazlitt too?
I did.
Where'd you go to school?
I went to Raritan High School.
Yeah, girl, that's
you
it.
See?
That's it.
And it's funny, everyone that watches everything I'm on is like, oh my God, Eileen Burstein, oh my God.
Yeah.
It's really funny. I was sleeping on my couch the other day and someone said to me, they called me, they saw me and they said, you were always a matchmaker. You were always
that's
trying to
so
set people
funny.
Up. I love it.
Can I, 931, Eileen Fisher's a professional matchmaker relationship dating expert. Are you in a relationship? Do you avoid that because of your business, you know?
No, I am. I'm married, but I actually avoid speaking about myself because I try to make people understand it's not about me. It's about them. Every marriage has whatever, but I try to tune my life out. And I try to make everyone understand I'm working for you. I'm looking and trying to find someone for you. And there's so many lovely women out there, Joe. There is lovely women, but they're not out there showing their body off. There are nice women who want to meet a nice guy, but the problem is the alpha women who want that man make it a full-time job to go get you. And the nice women who you should be with get left behind.
Yeah, and I need someone because full disclosure here is if I meet somebody and they're business gals, and I've met some very beautiful gals and wonderful gals, but then they go... I say, look, can we go away? We'll go out to the Hamptons. And I'm going, I got to be with the kids. And my children, like when I was talking about when I was in Beverly Hills this past week, I just got in last night. So I'm with my daughter, and I felt I was giving something that deserves to be giving to my daughter. She wanted something from Gucci, a little something. Mm-hmm. And I spent all my time with my children because I'm afraid. I've given so much to other women. Mm-hmm. And it always ends up like and it may be me and maybe something I did. And I accept
it's
full responsibility
of being heard. That's all it is.
Yeah, it is because they don't
to
appreciate
feel
it.
Again about love and not about finances. Yeah. You need to. Feel
I'm afraid
it
to take. I'm afraid to tell somebody, hey, you want to go to Italy on this Perillo tour with me? Because you know what? In 2 weeks,
I'll go with you. Is that better?
Yeah,
how about that? I'm just going with you. Okay, then it's safe. Then we're safe. We're good.
You sure you're married? No. Okay. Hey, wait a minute, ladies and gentlemen. Hold on. Just kidding. So how does a matchmaker meet her husband? What do you do?
Oh, actually, I was trying to introduce him to somebody
else.
Oh,
that's great. That's great.
Yes. But I have two kids who laugh this, and they laugh because they see me on everything now, and they're, you know, my daughter, I teach her to be, I'm a very strong woman, and I get up every day and I make the best out of the whole day. I'll go to someone in a bar, Joe, if you tell me the type of woman you like, and I'll say, I have a man for you. But I meet everybody in the lobby of my building, because if they're not nice to my doorman, they're not going to be nice to you.
Oh, good for you.
Yes, I have little
shoes. This is Eileen Fisher. Where can we find you? I'm going to make sure we get the plug.
Either at Elite Connections, which is the name of my company, or Heart Match Me.
Heart Match Me. Mm-hmm. Can a man have a platonic friendship with a woman?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
Aha! Al's got more platonic friends. Yes. And Frankie and I are going, it's dangerous. Is it not dangerous?
No, I mean, let me,
and Frankie, correct me if I'm wrong.
Paint the picture.
He goes, all of a sudden, no.
Ask
he goes,
Frank, correct him if I'm wrong. It's me.
No, because Frank will be more honest than I am. He goes, I mean, I try to be more polite. Al goes, I'm going out and I'm going to dinner. And he's down like an hour away, Frankie. And now it was
at least
hour.
45 minutes.
Yes, 45 listen, minutes. And he's going with a platonic friend, a platonic friend. To one-on-one. Dangerous, no? I mean,
I honestly don't think it's dangerous. I think as we get older, we search for friends. And I'm not saying you're older, but
no,
I'm
it's
saying, oh, okay. Well, right. I'm sorry.
I'm getting to Frank next. I'm getting to Frank next. This is the most dysfunctional family.
So, since you've invited me to speak, let me just ask one quick question based on your conversation earlier. You indicated you could find Joe an age-appropriate woman.
Yeah.
Now, whose definition of age-appropriate
is age-appropriate? Everybody know whether it's my definition.
Well, so but I think your definition of age appropriate might be different from Joe's definition.
But he has to deal with me. He doesn't have a choice. Ah. If he hires me because I'm very expensive and I do that because it's a lot of work, if he does that, he has to play by my rules too. If I'm going out there working for him, he has to.
Yeah.
But to go back to what you said, at a certain age, we look for friends. We like friends. We don't want to be alone. I have a very important question to ask you,
but
Joe.
He's
and
married.
I know
he's not alone.
But he's not doing
his
anything
wife's the one
wrong.
Alone.
But he's not doing anything
my son's
wrong.
And the cats.
Well, before you get to my question, and then Frankie has like a substitute girlfriend. He's got a girlfriend, and then he goes out. I'll say, Frankie, who's the blonde chick?
Right.
Wait, hold on now. I'll go, who's the blonde gal? And I'll go, oh, that's my substitute girlfriend. Right.
Identifies her as a substitute girlfriend.
Understand, there are certain events that my longtime companion is either unable or unwilling to attend.
Is that safe, Eileen?
And so what am I supposed to do?
Eileen Fisher, is
that safe? Not safe.
Boom!
It's the broken heart pizza. Give me the broken heart pizza.
That's David Burke was showing me at the end. He's like, Eileen, I'm broken hearted.
I know. Eileen, you are funny.
Go ahead.
I want to
ask you a really important question. I will not be insulted.
Not guilty.
My eyes feel a little puffy today from the weather, but I'm upset here. But I'm not very serious. Mm. When I walked in the room, I want you to answer this serious.
Yeah.
You saw me, you judged me, you looked me.
Yeah.
Do you like me better now? Or did you like me like when you first saw me?
No, you had a great vibe when you walked in.
Okay, but
great
do you
vibe.
Like
and
me better now.
Yeah, a little bit better. Yeah, not a little bit better, a lot better. I'll be honest with you.
So, what about you?
Oh, I loved you. Right from the moment you walked in. Full of energy,
another platonic friend.
You platonic. He's not
allowed to answer. No, substitute girlfriend. I'm the platonic friend guy. Yeah.
The reason I say it's my job to make you understand that you have to like someone more than when they sit in front of you, Joe. Mm-hmm. Meaning. You gave me a chance to like me more.
Yeah.
That's what a good date is. You're giving someone a chance to meet them and not saying they're not tall enough, they're not bald enough, their eyes are puffy, they're too big. Well, what?
That's interesting. No, that's interesting.
But I'm serious. Women have checklists. Men don't as many checklists. The point I'm trying to make to you is it's my job to make you open up your heart to enjoying someone's company more.
All right. Eileen, thank you. Come
thank
back anytime.
You. Love to.
Yeah. It's great. Eileen Fisher. I'll check it off everything. Platonic friends, substitute girlfriends,
by the way,
not so much.
Friend, I've known
not
the
so
girl
much.
Since I was five.
Oh, you're okay.
But the fact that he explains it over and over again makes it a little suspect. Eileen, thank you, Jersey girl.
Thank you.
So nice that. Happy Valentine's Day.
Hug. I'm going to handshake.
Yeah, come on. I'm
a hugger.
Oh, God.
I'm a hugger.
Oh, great shot. Oh, now, stop.
Okay, so.
Can I get a photo? Look at George. Absolutely. Look at George.
Your husband's going to love this radio spot. 9:38, where are we? I've lost complete concentration here. Oh, thank you. Big Al Cattullo with the news just for you. I'm AM970, The Answer. Take it away, Al, please.
Opinion, passion. This is AM970. The Answer.
30 degrees at 9:39. I'm Al Cattullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The five New Jersey Roman Catholic dioceses are announcing the creation of the Independent Victim Compensation Program. Endorsed by the diocese in Camden, Metuchen, Newark, Patterson, and Trenton, the administrators of the IVCP are reportedly outside the authority of any church officials who might have challenged their decisions. Payments made to claimants will only come from diocese funds, and victims deemed eligible for compensation will be paid amounts determined by the administrators. Archbishop of Newark, Cardinal Joseph Tobin, says the program is a sign of the diocese's commitment to the healing of victims sexually abused by clergy members. A company that planned to colonize Mars is dead. It was reported on Reddit yesterday that Mars One Ventures declared bankruptcy last month. Mars One Ventures was supposed to be the for-profit arm of Britain's Mars One mission. The plan, headed by Dutch entrepreneur Bas Lanskorp, was to develop a colony on Mars. Lansdorp figured to make the colonization an out-of-this-world reality TV show with out-of-this-world licensing fees. He said yesterday the nonprofit Mars One Foundation is still operating but needs more investment before it can take any action. In sports, Knicks a franchise record 17th straight loss, this time to the Cavaliers 107-104. Nets lost to the Raptors 127-125. College hoops tonight on The Answer. St. John's will host Butler pregame at 8:10, tip-off at 8:30, and it's all right here on AM 970, The Answer. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thank you so much. We're going to see what's happening with New Jersey Transit. Still seeing 45-minute delays into and out of New York's Penn Station. It's all due to that earlier stalled New Jersey Transit train in the North Tube. Path is still cross-honoring to help you out. North of Jersey Coastline, still a 20-minute delay. 8 canceled trains with New Jersey Transit today. Positive train control. Ronkonkoma branch of the LIRR, a delay with some ongoing switching problems. Hudson River Crossing still moving along smoothly. No major problems there. 78 West heading out toward exit 7, getting reports of a spin out, and we're still seeing some slowdowns right now as you head over to the FDR Drive South, getting down through the 70s. The west side south of 56th Street, an accident. Now remember, alternate side parking rules are suspended. Metered parking rules remain in effect. No problems to report on the southbound thruway in toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. At the tap, speeds down to 35. Snow this morning turning into rain. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Brought to you by Blue Emu. Blue Emu Lidocaine Cream and Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Cream both are deep penetrating and odor-free. Beat the pain two ways and live life. Blue Emu works fast and you won't stink. Available at nationwide retailers.
Oh, great.
Frankie, you're the worst.
We're now back on the air, just so everybody knows.
I don't want to die like Nelson Rockefeller, but thank you, Frank, for throwing that out into the mix. You are the worst.
But if you're looking to get something for that special someone.
Oh, I'll call Sherry's Berries. Oh, the great Jill Bear will join us momentarily. I'm so sorry. You got it. Oh, please. If, you know, one of these days, some of the recordings, you know, when we're off the air is going to go on the air, and then we will really be off the air. Hey, I want to tell you about Valentine's Day. Sherry's Berries is it. I send Sherry's Berries to my daughter, Allie, in college, and to her roommates today. She gets it today. I ordered it like 2-3 weeks ago, and she's going to get a dozen of these fabulous white chocolatey, dark chocolatey, milk chocolate strawberries. They are so fresh. The decadent toppings I tell you about, chocolate chips, heart and glitter sprinkles, the fresh, tasty, always worth the wait. Perfect companion, by the way, to a candlelit dinner, bouquet of flowers, or a night on the town. And fresh, they are so fresh, Sherry's Berries are. They're 100% guaranteed, 100% guaranteed. And you know who else I sent the Sherry's Berries to? I sent them to my mom. And that is my number one girl, is my mom. And I sent the Sherry's. She loved it. Now, I got this special deal for you because Valentine's Day is just a couple days away. You can send her the Valentine gift of her dreams. You can get it for $19.99 plus shipping and handling. Plus, you can get Sherry's Berries for $19.99 plus shipping and handling. Then, order now. Make this Valentine's Day really special by adding a dozen red roses. That's what I did. You put the roses with the berries. Ship with your Sherry's Berries at no extra charge. Berries.com. Click on the microphone. Enter Piscopo for this great deal. BERRIES.com. Click on the microphone and enter the code Piscopo.
Megan from California said this about Relief Factor.
I've been using Relief Factor for a little bit over a month. It's a 34-year-old woman that has been in a car accident. I suffered from severe neck pain, shooting pain down my arms and legs that would often cause me to limp. At one point, I was going to a chiropractor and an acupuncturist 6 times a week. I noticed visible improvement within 2 days of taking your product, Relief Factor, and it has really, truly changed my life.
The 3-week quick start is just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day for pain relief, less than a cup of coffee a day. What do you have to lose except possibly your inflammation? Just go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, that's ReliefFactor.com.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer. America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
I got it. Go ahead, Al. Bring it up. Oh, my Lord, what a show. It's 9:45. Rod Gilbert is one of my best buddies. I am proud to tell you, this is one of the greatest athletes of all time. Rod Gilbert, one of the great, the leading scorer of the New York Rangers, one of the greatest hockey players of all time, and one of the most giving people I've ever met, with his beautiful wife, Judy. Rod, welcome to the show. I love you, man, and it's an honor to have you on the program this morning, sir.
Well, I've been listening all morning. You're amazing. You know, you and I go out, you know, like with Mr. Ray Mira, and we double date with my wife, Judy, and then you have this wonderful girl on the show, like Eileen Fisher, trying to book you with somebody. You don't need any help.
Rod, I don't want to listen.
You're with the ladies. I can't believe it.
You are the great Gilbert, man. And I'll tell you, you know, was that the funniest thing? I know you were listening. You and Judy listening. I mean, this girl, she wants to set me up with somebody. Just what I need, right? More trouble? Come on, Rod. You can help me out, right? Oh, my Lord. No.
You need to bring somebody to your show.
This is what I need. Hey, Rod, tell us about what's happening. You have a special event, and I saw it on Twitter, and I want to make sure everybody knows what's happening tonight and for this great cause that you're doing. Yes, where's it going to be? At 30 Rock or something?
It's like 25 years ago I started with Vivian Harris, and she says, can you help us like raise a little funds for the house? And we started a skating party. And it was modest, and we raised $60,000.
Wow.
And then we built a room at the Ronald McDonald House on 73rd Street.
Wow.
And now now we have an annual Skate with the Greats, which we bring 800 people at Rockefeller Center, and we bring all the top former Rangers. Like the Brian Leach is like my co-host with this, and we got Mike Richter, Mark Messier comes, Ron Greschner.
Wow.
Ron Duguay and Stankowski are the MC, and then we have so much fun. We have great sponsors and CBC, and then we get so much fun. And it's February the 22nd at Rockefeller Center, and God. Then in the afternoon we go and we close the Wall Street, we ring the bell, and all that good stuff. But we have been so diligent. And this one charity, I'm involved at the Garden of Dreams and Madison Square Garden.
Right, right.
And the Diabetes Foundation. But this one, Joe, you know, touching my heart because 25 years is so rewarding to be part of this. And you know, like you gotta be bringing your, you gotta be bringing your skates there. Like we skate from, you know, 5:30 to 8 on February the 22nd.
You get a, you get, Rod, you get on the, you get on the.
Already.
Wow, you get on the rice, you get on the ice, my brother.
Of course, I go skate with the people. Well, they have to hold me a little bit, but.
I don't believe that, man. I don't believe that. That is February 22nd. This is the 25th annual Skate with the Greats at Rockefeller Center for Ronald McDonald House with the great Gilbert. Who else is going to be there, Rod?
Oh, we got many, many superstars. Brian Leach is my co-host, and then we have Mike Richter, Mark Messier. The master of ceremony is Pete Semkowski and Ron Duguay. And we have Ron Greschner, you know, we have Colton Orr, we have so many former players. Nick Fotiu from Staten Island is going to be there. And he, you know, he body checks a few people on the ice. It's almost fun. but Joe, you can go to the Ronald McDonald House, New York.
Okay.
You know, you can go online and just put down Ronald McDonald House, New York. And you'll see, like, more information. Adam Graves has also been very much part of it, like, for many years. And it's so rewarding because you know what they do, the house.
Yeah.
You know, like, their mission is to provide, you know, housing for pediatric cancer patients and their family.
Yeah.
I've been there so many times, and the feeling there with the family and their children that have, you know, like, access to so many medical centers and, you know, especially Sloan Kettering.
Yes, sir.
It's really, what they do is like, extraordinary, and I'm just happy to be part. And this year is going to be a special evening because it's 25 years, and a lot of the former players are coming back, and we're going to have fun. And we want you to come, Joe.
You know what? I am so there. February 22nd. Rod, I got to tell you, too, as I speak to you, listen, 10 before 10 o'clock with the great Gilbert. When I walk in to Madison Square Garden with you, when we're with Mr. Mira and with your beautiful wife, Judy, I'm telling you, the C's part. You are like Elvis in that building, and you are gracious to every single person, every employee, every fan. You are you epitomize the best of everything in professional sports, Rod. You're a great man. I am so proud to be your friend. And February 22nd, we'll go to Ronald McDonald House. We'll see Skate with the Greats, and you'll see the great Rod Gilbert in person. I love you, man. And we're honored, you know what, that you... Yes, go ahead, sir.
At Rockefeller Center, but just go online and then you can obtain some tickets there.
Okay.
And what you see at Madison Square Garden will repeat that at the Rockefeller Center on February 22nd.
That's great. Rob will be there, my friend. Keep up the great work. Proud to know you, Rod. And we're honored that you called the show to be on with us this morning, Rod. And my love to Judy, my friend.
Your good work. I love your show.
I love you too, Rod. Take care, brother. Rod Gilbert right there. Truly one of the greats in New York hockey history, internationally as well. 9:51. Debbie's out there. Deb, how we doing? The snow's coming in. How we doing traffic-wise?
It's here. Good morning to you, Joe. Good morning, guys. Let's see what's happening right now. Ronkonkoma branch of the LIRR, 10-minute delay. New Jersey Transit, we're still seeing a 45-minute delay into and out of New York's Penn Station. It's all due to that earlier stalled New Jersey Transit train path cross-honoring. Looks like subways are running on or close to schedule now. Inbound GWB, Lincoln and the Holland, all very light this morning. 80 westbound, accident investigation on the ramp at exit 12. As you get out toward Hope, watch for delays as well on 24 westbound, exit 1. An accident here getting up toward that area of East Hanover. 3 westbound at 495, an earlier problem cleared. 78 eastbound, exit 24. That's a collision, so we're starting to see a few accidents. Alternate side parking rules are suspended for Lincoln's birthday. Metered parking rules in effect. Problems continue West Side Highway South in the 50s. It's an accident blocking two lanes there. Still busy Harlem River Drive southbound getting down toward the area of the 50s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The Answer.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average
average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code THEANSWER.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Snow will overspread the area this morning. It'll mix with sleet and freezing rain during the midday and early afternoon hours. Precipitation will change to all rain in the city and along the coast and Long Island this afternoon. Snow and sleet will accumulate an average of 1 to 3 inches. Untreated surfaces will be slippery much of the day, our late day high 35. Periods of rain tonight ending late, but freezing rain mixed with sleet will persist north and west of 287, where travel will remain treacherous overnight. Temperatures overnight holding nearly steady. Tomorrow becoming very windy with intervals of clouds and sun, high 42. Thursday partly sunny, breezy, and milder, high 48. AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Joe Lundberg. At 9:55, it's 5 minutes before 10 o'clock. Thanks so much for staying with us on this crazy morning. We love you for being with us and watching on AM970TheAnswer.com, on YouTube, and on Facebook. If you're tired of dealing with dummies, you got to go to Route 22 Toyota, do like Carol did, my sister, and talk to Shoya there, as she will help you. Alex Kinsella is there, 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. And now this, we'll give you right up to Mike Gallagher, 5 minutes before 10 o'clock. As we always say, 5 minutes before Mike Gallagher, if you first five callers, next 5 minutes, you get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter if you call 855-621-9949. 855-621-9949. And, you know, all European models are excluded, but if you call 855-621-9949, you get a free multi-point inspection, a free oil change, and a free filter from the family that is Route 22 Toyota. And you don't have to deal with dummies. You can check out this beautiful state-of-the-art service center right there on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. You could check out the largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey. Iggy is there, Carmelo and Chester, and again, Shoya, the great family that is Route 22 Toyota, and you will not have to deal with dummies. 855-621-9949. Route 22 Toyota, the family, our friends, that is Route 22 Toyota. Right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970. The Answer.
Jersey Joe on the radio. Oh, it's a few minutes away from 10 o'clock. Mike coming up at 10:05. Don't forget that Dennis Prager and Dr. Sebastian Gorka, Larry Elder, and everybody else. Kevin McCullough at 5 o'clock. You know,
Joe Borelli in for Kevin McCullough.
Hey, Joe does a great job. That's absolutely. The kid's a star. The kid's a star. Joe Borelli in at 5 o'clock on AM 970. The Answer in for Kevin. You know, I see the phone calls, and let me apologize because so much is going on that we never got to the phone calls. Will you call back tomorrow? I promise I'll grab the calls. And but I have to apologize for that. It was just one of those mornings. Great to be back as I travel around the United States of America, as I step away from the studio, and I see what the country is like, and I see the great shape that that we are in, and I see the pitfalls that we can have, we will have to endure if we put the wrong people in office, like what's happening a little bit in California, a little disarray out there, a little chaos just getting around, you know? I'm seeing that. I think what the socialists want are the very rich and then the rest of us. You know, it seems the way it's going to be. And just tax the very rich to pay for the rest of us. It's not working. We got to stay true to what we believe in. And we try to keep that all, you know, one nation under God and God we trust, right on this radio show every single morning. Keep the sovereignty of the United States of America. You know it, you feel it, you live it. And we are proud to have you as the audience. And as we go into another couple years here on the show, and I'm proud to tell you that's what I'll be here for into our sixth year already, we thank you for being there. Can't do this without you. Frankie Five Boroughs, I thank. Al Gattulo and Debbie Duhame. George and Matt, thank you. And Matt and Emily, thank you. The morning crew here, but to our sponsors as well. But for you listening, for taking the time and going along with the ride, I could never thank you enough. We got a lot to talk about tomorrow. Can we do it then? Stay safe in the snow, okay? And make it the best day ever. Because you deserve it.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.